So I'm John Andrushko. I'm the division manager for MCON services in service area 18, Quesnel, which is covers 30 kilometers north of Hixson to approximately 30 kilometers south of McLeese Lake. The morning shift in Hixson, in this case, this shift started at 5 a.m. and the first truck that headed northbound on Hixson was about 5:25 this morning. And that truck actually traveled all the way north, sanding. It was just starting to snow at that point, about 5:30, 5:35 this morning. Light snow drizzle. He sanded medium to heavy application right from Hixson to our north boundary at Stoner. And then he turned around and sanded all the way back south through the area of where the accident happened. There was no accident yet. Through that area, went down through Hixson just to the south end of Hixson, about 2 kilometers south of Hixson. He turned around and was heading back north. Just keep that route going. And he just started heading back north and came across the accident. So, I mean, the accident scene itself had already seen a sand truck twice, had passed through that area of the accident twice, and the evidence of sand was everywhere. You never want to attend an accident scene. It take everyone very personal. Whether it's the general public or it could be my wife or one of my employees or in this case, thank goodness there wasn't another vehicle coming the other way because it could have been a lot worse. You know, we far exceeded what was required to do based on the specifications of Ministry of Transportation. A key point in this is the Hixson-Foreman area looks after of just Highway 97, 50 kilometers of highway. That's not lane kilometers, that's the length, 25 kilometers north, 25 kilometers south of Hixson. And we do not have one other reported incident on their section of Highway 97 this morning. So, it brings the question of why did if the roads were as treacherous as the odd person and public may think, why was this the only incident? There is a potential that the bus was traveling at a fairly high rate of speed based on conditions. And there could be a question as to the combination of tires or type of tires that both the bus and the empty trailer it was towing at the time could be a contributing factor. With that said, it was still winter and winter conditions, and I just hope people would just drive accordingly.